voice for companion animals is here, from what I understand. One of you is named Tracy.
That'd be me.
And one of you is named Amber.
That's me.
Fantastic. Just stay close to those microphones. Is that a corgi?
She is a corgi.
A corgi dog.
Yes.
What's her name?
Her name is Ella.
Ella the corgi dog. Is a corgi, are they herding dogs?
They are a herding breed, yes.
Not herding as in broken heart hurt, but herding as in herd.
Yes.
Like you can hear things? No. H-E-R-D.
Yes.
Is she a feisty one?
She is. She's got a lot of energy. Lots and lots of it.
Does she not like to be held?
She wants to get down and explore.
What happens if you take her off the leash? Let her go. See what she does.
She runs right to the door.
Laura, are you going to get some pictures of this?
I am.
Laura, the award-winning photographer, is in the house, along with Tracy and Amber, with Voice for Companion Animals. And how old is Ella?
Ella is a little over a year old.
And is she available for adoption now?
Oh, yes, she is.
And why is Ella getting more attention than any other animal? Look at the windows. It's like a fish. Everybody's staring in here. Are corgis that popular?
They are not a breed meant for every person to have, just because of their energy level.
Interesting. But it just seems like this animal's more popular than the other animals that came in. I never have people peering in windows like that.
I think maybe the attraction might be the big ears and the short legs.
Do you think maybe they were checking out Amber?
Maybe.
I think it's the wiggle butt.
It's the corgi.
It's the corgi.
Dog that like Queen Elizabeth had like four of them or something.
She
like
is
that.
A queen's dog, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Interesting. This portion of the huge broadcast brought to you by Pro Team Designs. Designs that speak your brand for all your screen printing and embroidery needs. Free quotes, superior service, Pro Team Design on Facebook, proteamdesign.com. Come here, Ella.
Come here, Ella.
Let me see your face.
Little face.
And there's actually two different kinds of corgis. There's a cardigan corgi. And
cardigan
they.
Corgi.
Yes.
She wears a sweater?
No. Good luck getting a sweater on her.
Why do they call it a cardigan corgi?
They're a different color. They're like maybe a brindle in a lot of cases, a brindle coat.
And Ella today is kind of tannish and white.
Pembroke tricolor.
I think corgi technically is a fusion of two words, and it's dwarf dog, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
She was up on her hind legs.
If you have treats, she will just love you.
She will dance, huh?
Yes.
She's a dancer?
She is.
I think she likes me.
Oh, I think she likes you too.
Yes, she thinks you have.
Do you have a backyard with a fence?
I got a huge backyard, but now she'd be able to get out.
Yeah, well, she needs a fence.
She moves fast for those tiny little legs.
Yes, she does.
It's very impressive. Now, Tracy and Amber, are you guys both volunteers at Voice for Companion Animals?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, thanks for doing what you do. It's, I would imagine, both rewarding and a little stressful, right?
Mostly rewarding, stressful sometimes. We have an animals program. We provide food for people who are falling on hard times and elderly, veterans. It's a monthly program, and they can sign up.
Would you, do you have Ella on your Voice for Companion Animals page right now?
No, I don't think we do.
Okay, I'm going to get Ella in the blog section with award-winning pictures from Laura. That should be up here. Should be up here momentarily. Sometimes it might be easier to videotape it and then just pull a picture out of that.
She's busy.
Right.
So much to explore.
I'm taking the leash.
Voice for Companion Animals works to keep pets at home with seniors, veterans. Rather than surrender that dog, you do everything you can to keep that dog in the house. I thank you for that.
Very, very welcome. That's part of the fun part of that, what we get to do. We also have a fundraiser coming up here in October.
That's right. We'll talk about that next week.
Okay.
More. The Animeals program. Are you familiar with that?
Yes. It's a program. People can come in. They just have to sign up. They tell us what they have, cats, dogs, how many, how big, small. And that's how we figure out what kind of food they need. We also have a Happy Tails program. It's for emergency vet services.
You guys are doing great work. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Bye, Ella.
Hi, Ella. Did you look cutie pie? Yeah, you just had a little cutie pie. Yes, you are.
I'm used to being ignored by females. Do I have to have it from the corgi as well? Come over here. I want to pet you. All right. Thanks again, ladies.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Waking up with Fransman, one man party in the morning on the island.